In today's episode of She Launches It podcast, we're talking about how to get better with your business. But I guarantee you there is something in here that you can find to get better with your life. We're going to be talking about it on the inside. So I will see you then. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of She Launches Podcast. I'm so excited, as I normally am, to be coming to you today, talking about how to get better with business. But really, like for real, this can help you in all aspects of your life. So it's already, as I began writing this out, it has already been something that has been a blessing to me, and I'm hoping that it's a blessing to you. So this past weekend, at the time of this recording, I don't know if I was on a crusade or what I was doing, but I was listening to a couple of different things. I was listening to Dr. Myron Golden on some of his YouTube stuff, and I kind of got stuck there. And then I was listening to, you know how you could just stumble on another something and it just really starts to shift your life? Like, that's what happened to me. And I was listening to this gentleman talk about some of his experience, some brutal truths about business in his years of experience. And there were some things that he said that really kind of helped me to really begin to shape this particular podcast episode. And so I'm thinking about a lot of things, and hopefully I won't go off the rails with you guys today, but I want to be able to talk about how do we do some things better. So make sure, again, as I always like to say, hit that like, that subscribe button, that follow button, whatever platform you're listening to it on. If this is a good episode, make sure you give me some thumbs up or some stars. Do you even do thumbs up? I think you can on YouTube, but nevertheless, you guys know what I mean. Just begin to support in the way that you can this episode, and also send it to a sister friend or one of your brothers if it is something that speaks to your spirit. So how do I get better? I deal with a lot of frustration, even as a business owner. A lot of business owners, well, maybe some of them do talk about that, but I deal with a lot of frustrations because I am one of those types of people that does a lot of introspection, right? I'm always trying to get better. I'm always trying to figure out if I'm doing God's will. Am I in the right place? Like, especially in those seasons where you don't feel like you're making progress, or in those seasons where you might not hear from God, or even in those seasons where things are just not going the way that they should. You might be in a dry season. Oh, them dry seasons, they hurt, they're ugly, they're nasty. But nevertheless, as the Bible say in Psalms 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because sometimes we're in the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes we're just in the valley, right? And those seasons can last a long time. But even in those seasons, how do I get better? Those would be some of the deep stuff that I'd be thinking about, right? And so I know that, for example, these are some of the things that I'm going to talk about really quickly that don't plague me, that I know plague plague people, imposter syndrome. And you might say, how do we get over here? We here, I'm saying it, deal with it. Because getting better, if you deal with imposter syndrome, is about figuring out, how do I reshape my thinking to not be in my mind and in my head about imposter syndrome? Many of the times what we do is we ruminate over things. We think about things over and over and over. Even when God forgives us for something. I was doing this analogy in a leadership training in my church that I was facilitating. And I remember this pastor when I was a kid talk about how when we sin, what we do is when we ask for forgiveness, God takes that, just think of it as a balled up piece of paper, and we take it and we throw it in the trash can. And God doesn't remember it anymore. And we are the ones that remember it, right? We're the ones that remember, then God got to go back to the trash can, unball it. And, you know, because you're talking about it again, he got to look at it again. And then you ask him for forgiveness again. He'll take it again, ball it up, and throw it in the trash can. And we, as humans, go back and get it. Rumination, right? We're ruminating over things. We're thinking about it. Things that we have gotten past. Things that God has forgiven us for. The devil wants to keep us stuck. He wants to keep us stuck. My pastor just said this past week, the devil doesn't show up looking like the devil. Sometimes the devil show up looking like help. That might set somebody free right there. The devil is going to show up in your thinking to make you feel like you are not worthy of where you're supposed to be. We're talking about, how do I get better? Imposter syndrome is a place that if you deal with it, it is a trick of the enemy trying to keep you stuck with where you are in your business or in your life or in your relationship. I'm not supposed to be here. I should be better than this. If they really know that I don't know what I'm doing, then I wouldn't be here. Like, I think there's five different types of imposter syndrome. You can look that up. It's all over the internet. And some of the things that you can do to get over, but some of us, in order to get better, we have to get past imposter syndrome. And like I said, that's not even one that I deal with. I just know that it's something that God has placed on my spirit to talk about. Another one, limiting beliefs. I am going to, when I start this next group that I'm going to do, I'm redoing my limiting belief training. I think I've talked about that before, because I know that many of us deal with limiting beliefs within what it is that we can accomplish or what it is that we can do. And oftentimes, many of those limiting beliefs either come from something that stems from childhood or a hurt that we had to endure that shaped us in a way that continues to make us be limited in our thinking, right? And by the grace of God, I am not one of those persons in many respects. In most respects, I'm sure I have limiting beliefs in some respect, but I'm a confident person, so I don't have that's not the thing that I deal with. Rumination, yes. Limiting beliefs, no. And even when, watch this, God, the way God delivered me from even those thoughts that'll pop up, because you know, the studies show they don't know where thoughts come from, but we have the power to let them grow. My Lord and my God, we have the power to continue to give that thought water. There have been times in my life where I've allowed a thought to drive me crying. I used to do that when I was a kid. You know, I used to just think these destructive thoughts, like my house was going to blow up and all my family was going to be in it. And I would find myself crying because my thoughts were so powerful. And so we can get ourselves to a point where we are allowing our thoughts to run roughshod over us and not have any control. And I just remember when God delivered me, that I know when those thoughts pop in my head, and this might bless you, is to begin to thank God for what he's already delivered you from. God, thank you that you already delivered me from how I used to be. Thank you that you already got me past that hurt. Thank you that you already set me free from that addiction, because the devil will want to keep us bound. And we talking about, how do I get better? I told y'all in the introduction, we were going to be talking about really how to get better in your life, even though we're talking about how to get better in your business, because it all makes sense. So some have imposter syndrome, some have limiting beliefs, some have to get better with fear, which people say, I love the acronym that people put with fear, is false evidence appearing real. That's fear, false evidence appearing real, right? But we have some very real fears. I am not one to try to say, just get over it. There's some things we have to have full-fledged deliverance over, right? And some people just have fears that stem from different areas of the life, things that happened when they were children, something that happened. I remember at the time of this recording, probably about a year, not even a year, probably about 6 months prior to this, I was driving to church, ended up hydroplaning, car spun, and all I could think about was my son. I thought I was going to flip to the right. The car ended up spinning to the left, and all I said was, I'm going to hit the wall. And when I tell you, I stopped inches from that wall, but watch this, now I'm facing traffic and it's raining cats and dogs. I said out loud, God, I got to turn around. I got to turn around. And when I tell you he held up the traffic, I'm telling you that there are fears that are real, because then I was about to turn back home and not even go to church. Called my girl, told her to pray for me. Told my pastor when I got there, he prayed over me. And that driving in the rain became a real fear for me. And watch this, by just saying this on the air, I've gotten victory over it, right? I had victory over it, but because the devil will want to keep you bound, right? He will want to keep you bound by something that was a real fear, something that really, for real happened that you didn't anticipate, but that it start to grip you in a way to say, in this rain, I can't be driving nowhere. I can't drive to church like this anymore. That's what the devil would want me to believe. So I know that fears are real. There can be circumstances that happen similar to what I just said that can be real. And so I know these are things that we have to take very small steps with to begin to get over. Sometimes what I think hinders us the most is that we won't change too fast. That might bless somebody right there. And watch this, even though it didn't take us fast to get where we are, fast to make a habit happen, we want it fast to get rid of it. Warren Buffett said, the chains of habit are too light to be felt until they are too heavy to be broken. The chains of habit are too light to be felt until they are too heavy to be broken. And that's what ends up happening with us. So it happened with us when we gain weight. That's what happened with us when we stay in relationships too long. That's what happened with us when we end up doing things that it starts out as something innocent, maybe just taking, you know, a little drink here and there. And now it's in a place where it's a vice now and you want to get rid of it. That's where, how things sometimes are born with us. And because we don't see it happening, we don't see it until we look in that mirror and we see it, whatever that proverbial mirror is for you. I know I'm preaching to somebody, that we finally look at that and we realize where we are, or God will allow a situation to happen that the mirror gets put in our face, my Lord and my God, and we have to now look at it. And then we want, like I said, we want the change to happen really, really fast. And in reality, all you got to do is start to get 1% better and decide you're not going to stop. That might set somebody free right there. We have to decide that we're going to get 1% better and also make the decision not to stop. Now, for me, when I'm talking about how to get better with my business, how to get better with my life, what I realize that I'm doing is I'm spending too much time doing things that don't move my needle forward, my Lord and my God. In my business, I find that I'm spending too much time doing things that don't move the needle forward. So, for example, if you're talking about losing weight, are you spending too much time doing things that are not going to really help you? You're researching things that you want to do. You're buying all the clothes for the gym you're going to go to. When you go out to walk, you walk real, real, real slow. And I'm not talking about people that have to start out walking real slow. I'm talking about people who can walk faster that choose not to, right? Like, am I doing anything that's actually going to move the needle forward? Am I self-sabotaging? That's another thing that we do. That's another thing that we do, self-sabotage. Do I have the awareness that I need to make the change? And so I find that one of the biggest things that I have is I spend way too much time, I'm just repeating myself, doing things that don't move the needle forward. I have to develop, and I do have systems. There are systems and sacred times. And this is one of the things that I was remembering when I was listening to one of those podcasts that I was telling you the other day, or this past weekend. And the gentleman was talking about how he has sacred time from up the first 4 hours of his day from 8 to noon, where all he's doing is his creative work. He's doing the things that are going to move the needle forward. He doesn't take meetings. He doesn't talk to his assistant. He's not talking to business partners. He's not talking to employees. He's not talking to customers. He is doing the thing that is going to move the needle forward. And what I'm realizing for myself, and I'm encouraging you, is I'm asking myself at the start of the day, what's the most important thing that I can do to move the needle forward? Like for some of us, we have to just start asking ourselves the question about what it is we want to change. Get in the habit of asking yourself the question. Get in the habit of asking yourself, if you know you need to drink water, more water. Get in the habit of asking yourself, have you drunk enough water for the day? Get in the, if you want to get a job, get in the habit of at least asking yourself, are you looking for work every day, right? Like whatever it is that we're doing, the one thing we have to do is get out of our own heads. What we have to do is get ourselves to a point where we are actually doing something about the thing that we're talking about, doing something about the thing that we're thinking about, and asking ourselves, am I doing something to move the needle forward? And watch this. This can be very, very challenging for solopreneurs. It's very challenging for single moms. It's very challenging for single dads. It's very challenging when you just solo anything. When you're doing something, you're trying to make something do anything. If you're trying to lose weight by yourself, all this stuff is hard because there are a lot of moving parts, especially in business. There are a lot of moving parts to what it is you have to do to successfully launch your business and have the foundation you need to withstand the winds that are going to come, withstand the dry seasons, right? And so because of that, we tend to know we have a lot to do, right? We have a lot of things to do that are going to take time, but we still have to reverse that thing and begin our day by asking ourselves, what's the most important thing I need to get taken care of today? I remember reading a book. I forget who the author is right now, but I know the title of the book is Eat That Frog. And what the author is talking about is do the one thing, bite the head of the frog, which is a nasty thing to do. You don't want to do that. Again, if you like frogs, it's not my business. You guys know I'm vegan. And I'm not going to say if I have frog legs before in my lifetime, because I really don't want to remember that. But do the thing that you know you don't want to do first and get that thing out of the way. Do the thing. So think about that, or think about what you could do to move that needle. I remember, so again, at the time of this recording, I had a conversation the night before. I wasn't feeling so well. And I was talking to one of my girls and I was like, oh, before I get off this phone, let me write down all these things that I want to do tomorrow. And she started laughing at me. And she said, you what, you writing down your wish list? And I cracked up. I was like, don't do me like that, Kia. Don't do me like that, right? And what I realized is I might actually start using that. I might actually, instead of calling it the to-do list, because for anybody that puts more than three things like myself on their to-do list, you're killing yourself. You're killing yourself. So a lot of people that talk about, you know, effective to-do list, don't put more than three things on it, because really you're doing too much. I don't want to get into that, but we really are doing too much. And I want to be, but I need to be able to refer back to it. I might call it my wish list. This is the things I wish I could get done today. I would like to get done today. But then I got to ask myself, what are the things that I need to do? What's the most important thing I need to do that's going to move the needle the farthest? And by God, I'm telling you, today at the time of this recording, I did that thing. Now, I'm going to tell you the mistake I made. I did the things that moved the needle forward. I was very proud of myself, but I forgot to refer back to the list. Because when I forgot to refer back to the list, there was one other thing that I absolutely need to get done that I ended up having to do late. But watch this. I did 1% better, my Lord and my God. 1% better was referring to the list and making sure you get the thing done. I have a habit of, if I don't write down what I need to do the night before, I can get up the next day and not remember what it was I needed to do and get involved in busy work and not get involved in impactful work. My Lord and my God. I don't want to be spending time continuing to do busy work and then get to the end of the day and not have things done, right? So I the goal is I want to spend as much time as I can doing the right things, right? Be able to spend as much time doing the right thing and focus daily on my 1% better with my time, because then I can get to where I need to go. If we just give ourselves the break and say, I'm not trying to do this fast, and go against, you know, what culture says, go against what social media says, go against what guru says, go against this notion of speed, and say, I just want to get there, right? I want to get there. I'm going to take the time to do this right, to get there. Because you look back, and I promise you, if you decide to get 1% better in your business, 1% better in your life, decide to do the thing that's going to move the needle, you will be standing far longer than those who are trying to do it fast. That I can promise you. You will be standing longer. You will be out there. You will be making the things happen. When I go through sometimes, for example, I go through sometimes podcasts, and I'm looking, like I'm researching titles like for launching or business startups. And you know what I find? Oftentimes people stopped for various reasons. They're, you know, of all the, you know, and that's like with anything. People, you know, you start a Facebook group. I know I've started enough of them. And then you stop because of this reason or that reason, or you do something else and you stop. Like, that happens all the time. But I want to be standing. I want to be standing. I want to be one of the few African-American women podcasters that's talking about business startup for Christian women. Like, I want to be that person. And while I am growing, right, I have to decide I'm going to keep my feet to the fire because I want to get 1% better. I am challenging you today to find those things that might be a challenge for you, that you're looking at, that are in your way for getting better in your business, getting better in your life. Then I want you to be able to write those things down. And then I want you to go on a journey from the time that you listen to this particular podcast for the next 6 months to a year. You decide that you're going to go on a journey of slow. That might set somebody free. I'm going to go on a journey of slow, but I'm going to go on the journey to change these things in my business or to change these things in my life. And I'm not trying to get there fast. I'm trying to make sure I get there. And you say, from this day that you listen to this podcast, 6 months from now, a year from now, this is what I want to change, and go on that quest. Every day, start out by saying, what can I do to move the needle on this thing I want to do? And ask yourself at the end of the day, did I do enough? Start it by asking, what am I going to do to move the needle? And at the end of the day, ask yourself, was it enough? I'm telling you, if we get on a quest to change our lives like that, I believe in my spirit that God will be pleased, because we are doing it to be better. We only got one temple. We only got one temple that we're living in, and we got one mind. And my goal is that I am doing all that I can on this side of heaven. All that I can on this side of heaven to be the best that I can be, run the best business that I can run, and be the best person that I can be. And I want that for you too. I hope there was something I said on this podcast that was a blessing to you. I pray that God continues to speak to your spirit through this podcast, that you are getting something out of it, that you are enjoying it, and that you could do whatever it is that you need to do to be better in your business and better in your life. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button, and I will see you in the next episode. So, hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.